You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a true innovator in the realm of jazz in 2019, that was trumpeter and composer Jamie Breezy Branch with the tune Theme 001 off the 2017 CD Fly or Die, and that's been a mantra for her. So she started playing the trumpet at 9, and she would go on to attend the New England Conservatory of Music and then move back to some of her original roots, an early stomping ground in Chicago. She would work hard as a musician, organizer, and sound engineer on that local music scene there that's always rich and vital. Over the years, she has performed in Chicago and New York with her trio called Princess. And between the years of 2006 and 2008, she contributed to 5 albums. In 2012, she moved to Baltimore, where she earned a master's degree in jazz performance. And along with the jazz, she has worked in the indie rock groups Never Enough Hope, Local H, and Atlas Math. We recently caught up with her in Europe on tour. Man, she is scorching through the jazz universe. She's in high demand. She's a rising star, and for good reason. and we had to know how she comes up with the music that she makes. And this is what she had to say.
There's a lot of filters these days, a lot of different types of filters, not just on in our phone, but like really, really stemming from that culture. And so this music is really like as honest as I can be to the feelings that I have when I'm making the record at the time. You know, they're like snapshots of where I'm at in that time. I'm not really trying to sound like something specific.
Great to kick things off with her. She truly is taking jazz in a whole new direction. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of cats making jazz historic, relevant, and cool, from Charlie Parker to Logan Richardson.
I would add right here, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I think that's a good part of it right there. It's not some other. There are lots of changes going on.
Yeah.
Is it relevant?
Yes.
And how do you define that?
Right.
You know, that's, I think it's probably the, I don't know if that's the, what you might say, the mark
right.
of a true artist or a true professional.
Right.
Well, you got to be a little bit of both, I should think.
Absolutely.
In order to be successful in the business, along with maintain the integrity of your art form.
Yeah. And be an innovator. And I think the proof of that with like Charlie Parker, are people going to imitate it? And I think with Jamie, they're going to imitate it.
Yeah, I think imitation is the sincerest form of not only flattery, but also confirmation.
Absolutely, yeah. Which contributes to evolution because you always put your own spin on it.
Wow.
So I think it's probably a good thing.
I'm looking for the glow behind you right now.
Well, with that, we are here in the glowing Kansas City, Missouri, giving you another heaping help of some good grand jazz. And so for many fans and musicians alike, it all starts with Miles Davis. That is the seed that gives birth to that jazz. And for Jamie, it was a part of a big planning for her. She has a great story about Miles Davis's 1958 sessions and specifically Stella by Starlight. So as we get into it, have a listen to her explain.
You know, my intro into jazz was definitely Miles Davis, specifically the record 58 Sessions. and the record is called 58 Sessions featuring Stella by Starlight. And the very first track on the record is Green Dolphin Street. And that was the very first solo I ever transcribed. But because the record was called featuring Stella by Starlight, my little kid brain was like, oh, that means Stella by Starlight's the first track. And so for a really long time, I thought Green Dolphin Street was Stella by Starlight.
Thank you.
Kansas City. This is trumpet player Jamie Branch coming at you from Valencia, Spain, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the very talented keyboardist and composer Robert Walter with his 20th Congress. That was the tune Avalon off his 2018 CD. So this cat plays piano, Hammond B3, and the Fender Rhodes, and tours extensively in the United States and Europe. Over the years, he's worked as a leader and sideman with many of the giants of the American jazz and funk music worlds. He is a proud founding member of the seminal groove band, the Gray Boy All-Stars, and he splits his time between his own 20th Congress, Gray Boy, and a very robust film soundtrack career in Los Angeles. You can hear it in this music, and it's great. This next cut is music from one of the Monday night sessions at the Tradewinds in Inglewood, California, on June 16, 1952, when Charlie Parker was touring the West Coast. He teamed up with Chet Baker, and this is Irresistible You. And from what folks said, it was not a good time for Bird. He appeared tired and overweight, but the magic was there, and so was Chet's. And together, dig it. Thank you.
This is Adam Galbier, jazz violinist with Hot Club KC, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Kansas City Strong jazz violinist Adam Goldblum with his cover of Paper Doll via his 2015 CD, Down to the Wire String Band Tribute to the Music of John Mayer. So this is a great album and equally a great story, and it's a tribute to John Mayer, obviously. So have a listen to Adam explain a very interesting encounter related to this album.
The John Mayer project was interesting, and the funny story about that, which is really kind of mind-blowing, is that he reached out to me afterward, and I didn't see his message for like 2.5 years. Okay.
Wow.
It was an Instagram direct message. I had actually sent him an Instagram direct message, and I never used really that platform to message. And at the time, it was after the album came out.
So Adam is a busy cat. He's involved with the Hot Club KC. He's always doing some gypsy jazz and good old-fashioned working around the city, getting it all taken care of. And he is an alum of the first-generation Count Basie band with the great Claude Fiddler Williams back in the 90s. And speaking of the legendary Claude Fiddler, as we get into the tune Get Happy by him, his mantra, off the 1994 CD Call for the Fiddle, let's hear Adam talk about his friend and mentor. It's really good.
Man, you know, it's funny. Like, in a lot of ways, I feel like it's a lot of the seeds that were planted during that time in me, as it were, are sort of, at this time, kind of bearing some fruit. Like, there's some kind of cycle, like time cycle or time lapse, time delay sort of thing that occurred. It was really potent when it happened, and I definitely have really vivid memories of it.
misdemeanor at Neon Jam.
That was veteran, journeyed, and a very excellent jazz drummer Mike Clark with the tune Past Lives off the 2019 CD Indigo Blue, live at the Riddim. This cat gained worldwide attention as one of America's foremost jazz and funk drummers, playing with Herbie Hancock in the early 70s. This Sacramento, California native traveled around the country with his father, who is also a drummer himself and a union man for the railroad. He had a great appreciation for jazz and blues, and Mike absorbed the music while riding the rails. It almost sounds like a modern Mark Twain tale.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's funny. I was just kind of thinking of that, you know.
Just a great tapestry. Just
well, I talk about riding the rails, but sure, there's a few towns that kind of had to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I had some help, too.
That's right. From the great jazz pianist, bandleader, and arranger out of Middleborough, North Carolina, this is Sabby Lewis, joined by his orchestra with the Boston Bounce, as we keep things hopping around here on The Big Show.
Doug Stone in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm a tenor saxophonist and I teach at Louisiana State University. And you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was educator and performer and a trumpeter, Doug Stone, with the tune Minor League off his 2019 CD called Motion. So his career has involved work as a touring musician, primarily with jazz trumpet legend Maynard Ferguson, with his band the Big Bop Nouveau, and with the world jazz group called Panoramic. Over his career, he's been to every corner of the United States. He's been around Asia, Europe, the Caribbean, and even Canada. We caught up with him here at the show, and this is what he had to say about the best advice that he ever got.
You know, there's kind of a quote, and this is not a guy who I necessarily studied with formally, because there are so many great teachers, but there's a guitar player in Peoria, Illinois, named John Miller. And one time John said to me, "Now, Doug, the only thing that you need to do is swing. If you can do that, then everything else is going to be okay."
Along with the CDs and gigs these days, he is the assistant professor of jazz studies at Louisiana State University. So as we get into the legendary Canadian jazz trumpeter and bandleader Maynard Ferguson with this tune, Stand Up and Preach, live at the Peacock Lane in Hollywood in 1957, have a listen to Doug talk about hanging out with the master.
"I really felt like I was a part of such an amazing legacy. And within the first, you know, probably within the first week, the guys on the band, it was Reggie Watkins, who was a musical director and playing trombone at that time. And I think really between Reggie and the alto player Julio Monterey, I remember within the first couple of nights on that bus, you know, Maynard came out and was kind of sitting out in the main room, and Reggie and Julio basically just pushed me down in the seat next to Maynard and said, you know, you just gotta hang with him."
stay, know the awful ache of a heart that's double-crossed. The waiting's been so long, it's hard to be believing. If I've missed my guess, happiness is lost. Tell me more and more and then some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper on from now till doomsday, but I never will hear it's hard to be believing. If I miss my guess, happiness is lost. Tell me more and more and then some. You know that I love that stuff. Whisper on from now till doomsday, but I never.
That was Lady Day with her orchestra, the great Billie Holiday, with Tell Me More, circa 1940, and she probably always had a little bit more there tucked under her cap to tell anybody.
Yep. Well, that was a woman with some road stories, for sure.
Oh, man. And she had it.
She sang it. She lived it.
That was it. She had the mouth for it. Her and the Prez. So our final cut here on this hour of music together is from pianist, composer, and singer Clara Haberkamp with the 2015 title cut off her CD called You See, as in the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man for all seasons, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
For all season radio.
That's right. You got the tires. Well, reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, and we always love it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, kids. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Massive breaths, I am off. One phase and of all phases.
There you go. Neon Jazz.